This exercise is all about overloading the critical mind. The way you're going to do this is very simple, and that is to begin to amass a bunch of meaningless factual information that you can just drop into a conversation. For example, when you're talking about your fishing holiday, start talking about the people you went to and say, well, there was Fred and George and Bill. Now, Bill had a big nose, whereas Brian had a small nose. And Brian and Bill were always fighting about the size of their noses. Now, in the meantime, you have Mark, who's actually just sitting quietly trying to fish his fish, and using the new type of rod that both Brian and Bill actually really envied. Now, Mark's rod was actually colored yellow. Brian's was green, and I think Bill's was orange. So they're green, orange, and yellow. And the interesting thing is they kept swapping their rods around by accident, because Mark is actually colorblind. Now notice how we're just overloading you with a whole bunch of meaningless names, information like the colors of rods, etc. And I want you to start using them to drop that into your conversations. You can do the same things with football statistics. You can do it with statistics actually of any kind. The important element isn't what type of information you're putting in. The important thing is the information is new to your listener, and it's in such detail that they'll overload and start losing track of who's doing what and saying what and what things are being involved. At that point, it becomes a very simple thing to just throw in and embed suggestions from time to time. We'll be talking about embedding suggestion, which is to create another layer within your normal conversation, which only the unconscious mind picks up, on CD6. On CD6, of course, you will have had all kinds of other exercises about overloading people and confusing them as well. For the moment, just go out there and really practice confusion and overload as a part of your conversational style. Know when to turn it on, and also know when to turn it off.